My name is LaShonda Smith, and I am the host for the First Year Business Podcast. I created this podcast so it can be used as a tool to help guide you through your first year in business. I will talk about the struggles, the tips, the do's, the don'ts, the highs, and the lows. You name it. So, grab a glass of wine, get relaxed, maybe get a pen and paper so you can take notes, and I hope you enjoy today's show. Welcome back, guys. It is episode 2 of the First Year Business Podcast. I am so happy to be back. I promise you guys, eventually I am going to get a video intro, okay? As of right now, I don't know if you're already aware, but if you're not, I have a video podcast as well. So if you prefer to watch this rather than just listen, you can go on YouTube to the First Year Business Podcast and view it. But as of right now, I do not have a video intro. So you just see me like jigging. But you know, I didn't want to prolong me launching this podcast. So I said, we're just going to go with it. When you get surprised with a bomb intro, you're going to be like, okay, sis, I see you. Okay, so just work with me. For those that do not know, my name is LaShonda Smith. I am the host for the First Year Business Podcast, and I'm also the first year business coach. So today we are going to be talking about if you can really start a business with no money. I know that people that are struggling right now or thinking about starting a business, you know, they're like, I don't really have a lot of money to put into a business. I wonder if there are business ideas or business opportunities out there for me, even though I don't have money to start a business. So I'm going to start this podcast off with the very just question in itself. And then throughout this podcast, I'm going to go into details. Okay. So the question is, can you start a business with no money? And my initial answer is yes, you can. I'm going to follow up that question with, should you start a business with no money? And I am going to hit you sternly with a no. But if, like, just black and white, if you want to know the answer, if you can start a business with no money, absolutely you can. And in today's podcast, I'm going to actually go over some business ideas that you can actually implement if this is something that you have been speculating about, if this is something that you kind of want to entertain a little bit and kind of see where you can go with this. I'm going to give you some ideas. Okay, even though I'm not recommending that you don't have a dime to put towards your business, I am going to help you out and at least give you some ideas. And if you get some money here and there, then you can do that. Quick disclaimer before we get into it, I am not suggesting that you start a business without an LLC or without some type of legal like stuff behind that. I'm not suggesting that, okay? I'm just saying if you are trying to start a business with no money, where you don't have to buy a website, you don't have to get this, you don't have to get that, you don't have to invest in all these things, technically yes you can. Okay? That's the area that we're diving into. I just want to throw that out there before I start spitting this knowledge. All right, so let's hop right in. So, here are a couple requirements that are required to pull this off. If you want to start a business, you're going to have these requirements to even qualify. And I don't mean like someone is going to be qualifying you. I'm just saying standard is that you're going to have these if you want to pull this off properly. The very first thing is you need a skill or a talent that you can teach someone, for one. Now, these first two are going to be an or an and. If that makes sense, you can do one or the, or you can have one or the other, or you can have both, because ideally you want both, right? And I kind of think they go hand in hand. But anyways, the first thing is you need to have a skill or a talent that you can teach other people. Do not get out here in these streets trying to start a new business and you ain't got no skills and nothing, because you gonna struggle. And one thing that you can do for free is teach other people your knowledge. You can teach other people your knowledge. And if you are credible and you have years of experience in a certain area or in a certain skill, people will pay you to teach them that skill if that is something that they're interested in now. So that is the easiest way to start a business with no money, by just teaching people your knowledge. The second thing is that you need a skill or talent that you can monetize. Like I said, these go hand in hand, or you could do an or. If you have a skill or talent that you can monetize, which should also be a skill that you can teach, because if you can monetize it, you should have enough skill to be able to teach it to someone else as well. But you should have something that you can monetize, something that you can make money from, ideally online. Because one thing, you can start a business with no money trading services, but we're not dissecting that today. This is solely online, starting a business online, okay? The third thing that you need, you got to have this one. You have to be computer savvy in some type of way. You have to. Because we're talking about online businesses, we're talking about starting with no money, you can hire anyone to do certain things for you, you're going to be doing everything, and if you're trying to start a business with no money, you are literally going to need to be computer savvy, because if you don't, this is going to be the biggest pain in your butt that is going to really discourage you if you do not know a lot about computers. And what I mean by that is, the basics. Like, you need to know the basics. You need to know how to navigate through the internet. You need to know how to go to what platform to do what. Like, you need to know the basics. You need to know how to work your phone to record videos and post them on... Ooh, spit almost went the wrong way. To post them on social media. Like, these are things that you need to know how to do before you go trying to start some business. Oh, hold on. Okay, great. I thought my podcast, my audio had stopped, but it didn't. Okay. This is new. Okay. So just bear with me. But anyways, so once you have those three things, here are some business ideas that require no money to start. For one, an information-based business. You can easily start an information-based business. Why can't I say that word? You can easily start that because it's based on your talent or your skill. So you're basically teaching people what you know. If you're a great cook, for example, everybody knows you for your great food at events or whatever. You can dive into teaching people how to cook. And I'm going to give you some examples of how you can do that in a second. But let's just go off of the cook one for a second. Another thing that you can do, another business idea is by selling digital products or digital downloads. So this can be a number of things, and we're gonna dive into those. But just being able to sell something where once they purchase online, they automatically get the file, you don't have to do anything else, your job is done. You've already created the digital product, they've paid for it, they've received it, they can do what they want with it. That is a great business to start, especially if you have some type of skill that requires hours of time, like creating and, you know, doing all this stuff, and then someone just wants it. They don't have time to do all that, and they're just willing to pay someone else to do it for them, and then they just drag and drop. That is a really good business to be in. Okay, so that's the second business idea. The third business idea is to become a YouTuber. People like to sleep on YouTube, but I'm telling you right now, YouTube is a business. That is a business opportunity. It don't require no money to get started. You can literally start it by recording videos with your phone. Like, literally, you can become a YouTuber and you can start a channel about whatever you want to start it about. So that is definitely a great business idea. The only thing about becoming a YouTuber is that you're not going to get paid right off the bat. So it's almost like you have to look at that as a long game and not be prepared to get paid right off the bat. That's the only thing. And all of these kind of require that as well. Like, you're not going to just start bringing in the money right off the bat, but YouTube may take a little longer than some of these other ones. All right. So the fourth business idea that you can come up with that require no money at all is becoming a virtual assistant, where you're helping other business owners in their business. You may be helping them manage their social media. You may be writing their copy for their social media posts. You may be scheduling their social media posts. You may be editing their website. You may be doing all of the back end stuff for different business owners. If you could do that, if you know those skills or have those skills, that's an easy way to start a business with no money. Literally, the only thing that you would need is the internet for any of these. And at this point, everyone, I can assure, should have some type of internet at this point. And if you don't have internet for whatever reason, because I used to be in that boat back in the day, sitting at McDonald's in the drive, or what you call it, in the parking lot, using the Wi-Fi, okay? I have been there. So if for whatever reason you do not have the internet, go to McDonald's, go to Panera Bread, go to Starbucks. They all have internet, free Wi-Fi. Okay. So, but just saying, you can become a virtual assistant. And then the last thing that I'm going to talk about is Fiverr gigs. Fiverr, I don't know if you've ever heard of the website Fiverr.com with two R's. Fiverr is the spot. Now, the only thing about Fiverr, and it's not for everybody, because I've noticed that the goal for Fiverr is for you to be able to go on there and spend $5 and get whatever service that are being, you know, whatever service is being offered under that category. And from a consumer, the concept is great, but from a person that is working under Fiverr, that can be a little sketchy. The good thing is I have seen for myself that people are not standing by the $5 method. Like, you'll see different prices on there, so you don't have to price your services or your skills at $5. Like, I've seen people on there $100, $300, which I personally wouldn't hire somebody for that much on Fiverr, but I'm just saying, like, you can charge what you want essentially on Fiverr, and Fiverr will bring you the business. So those are a couple different things or business ideas that you can start that I would like to dive a little deeper into. The next thing that I would like for us to talk about is free creative things that you can do if you're starting these different business ideas that I've already mentioned. So let's talk about, and this is not even on here, but let's talk about if you're a really good cook and you're like, I really wish that I could make money in some type of way from this, you know, online. A couple different things that you could do. First thing you could do is start a YouTube channel. With YouTube, you can start a YouTube channel and start creating tutorials or recipe videos or how-to videos, how to cook certain things. And a great way for you to really, you know, get yourself out there is to create, I guess, themed specific content. So like, for example, it's November. So right now would be a great time to create Thanksgiving recipe ideas, because a lot of people are going to be searching for that right now. So hopping in early and getting that type of content out to start your page is great. Or for example, for Valentine's Day, you may have some cool ideas, recipe ideas or something for, you know, couples. That would be a really good way for you to kind of get out there and build your platform. And YouTube is free. You're cooking because you were going to be cooking anyway, you know. So those are kind of just some things. You can also do quick TikToks. Because TikTok is a thing now. People making money off of TikTok. So although I would suggest you trying to start a business off of TikTok alone, you can post some videos on there. And if you go viral, you can monetize. Because I've monetized my TikTok and I've made, I want to say, like $130 off of TikTok, which may not be a lot to some. Okay, but I was able to pay a bill with it. So it was a lot to me from just creating fun videos on TikTok. So there's different ways that you can start that, is what I'm trying to get at. So going back to the free creative things that you can do, you can create templates. So here are some templates that I personally buy that is on Etsy that really saves me a lot of time. I buy social media templates. So they're basically social media graphics for like Instagram. They have some for Pinterest. They have YouTube thumbnails where you can actually buy them, use them. A lot of them are in Canva because I use Canva to design all of my stuff. So you buy the template, it plugs into your Canva account, and then you're able to change the colors, you're able to change the fonts, change, you know, the titles, add your photos. Like, you're basically able to make it yours for your platform, but you didn't have to spend the hours creating all of these templates for your specific platform. Someone else already put the hours in for you. They created the outline or the blueprint for the social media graphic, and now you have to do is drag and drop. So I really love this because it saves you hours. So if you're good at creating templates, I also buy like ebook templates. I buy printables, like where you can just buy the printable and then just print it out, like whether it's a to-do list or whatever, like whatever you can print out. They have all kinds of different things or different templates that you can go on. I'm gonna actually go to Etsy real quick just to show you, or well, I can't physically show you, but just to give me some more template ideas, because my template ideas are more so like business based. But I would love to share the different type of templates that you can come up with. They have resume templates. They have templates for like weddings. Like if you want to create like the, what do you call it? If you want to create like the invitations for weddings, you can do that. You can do like the templates for when they put like your guest name at the wedding guest tables for the reception. You can create stuff like that. Just templates. Basically creating the blueprint or the standard graphic for something and allowing people to purchase it from you is a really great way for people to monetize. You can make templates for ads. That's what I'm looking at right now. You could do Shopify website templates. Oh, I forgot about that. That's another thing. You can create templates just for websites, where instead of people spending days creating a website, you can create the blueprint or theme for the website, and all they have to do is drag in their pictures, add in their details, but the outline is created for them. So these are all great ways or creative things that you can do in the template category. Moving on to creating digital wall art. This is something that I want to play around with for myself. I don't know if you can see on my walls. I'm gonna have to turn just for a second away from the mic for the video, but I have wall art on my walls. Let me tell you how that was done. You can't see up here, but that's a picture of me. And I created all of these, right? But I had help. So on Etsy, you can actually purchase digital wall art, which blew my mind when I found out that this was a thing, because I didn't know this was a thing for whatever reason, but I love Etsy. Like, Etsy is the truth. And I was just like, this, I just feel like I can do this. Like, I feel like I can create my own wall art, right? So I'm looking at all these different ones. And so I got inspiration, and that's what got me interested in creating wall art. So I actually bought the clip art. So these are font clip arts right here. Like, this one says Gold Digger, and then this one says Home Sweet Office. I bought those separately. So that was just like the clip art, the font, but nothing else was with it. And then I took these digital backgrounds, which is just a whole nother. Okay, so digital backgrounds is basically like different colors, different textures with different colors that you can buy and put on anything digitally. Like, you can put them on your planners. Like, I used a certain amount of clip art in digital wallpaper or digital backgrounds to create my planner. So if you see the design at the bottom and like the pinkish, all that, that's a digital background that I decided to use on my planner. Same thing like this up here. Well, you can't see that one. This one back here, they both look the same, but you can't see that one. But that's a digital background. So they have thousands upon thousands of digital wall arts, clip arts, all these different type of things that people made. Like, they made these and they're selling them. So if you know how to create this type of stuff, what I'm saying is you could do this for free. All I did was added the clip art and I added the digital background around it and printed it out. That's literally all I did. And for my picture up there, I added a digital background background. I added my picture and printed it out. Same thing like these over here. I just printed them out. And it is really great because it's so easy. The only reason why I have not entertained that business idea yet is because I already have a lot on my plate. And I know I have shiny object syndrome and I don't want to get unfocused. That's literally the only reason why I have not entertained that right now. But I definitely plan on playing around with that in the future. As soon as everything starts taking off the way I want it to, I'm going to be playing around with the digital wall art for real. But anyways, okay, so moving forward, you see I get excited. So the next thing is content creation, which will be creating YouTube videos, creating any type of content that will allow you to make money from. So YouTube videos are really popular, creating TikToks, that's really popular. Now YouTube hopped on to YouTube Shorts, which is basically like TikToks. And then Reels is for the Instagram platform where they done hopped on trying to bite off TikTok. And all three of these platforms now as of today, which is, I'm not going to say the date, but as of today, you can monetize every platform. So you can monetize YouTube Shorts, you can monetize IG Reels, and you definitely can monetize TikToks. So some people just have a living of creating content. That's all they do. They create funny content. They create educational content. They create entertainment type of content. They just create content and that's their main source of income. The next thing is printables, which I've already kind of brushed on that one a little bit, where you create printable to-dos or meal plans, like things like that. And so like there's a market for everybody. Some people prefer to print their own stuff out. They just need a blueprint. You can do printable resumes. You could do anything that people could just use on their computer and just print it out. There's a market for it. The last thing is website building. You can design websites pretty much for free because even if you go and use Wix, like I use Wix as my primary host, and I've been with Wix for years, over 5 years at least. And you can create websites for free because you don't have to have a membership or subscription to create websites under Wix, at least for Wix anyway. I don't know about the other platforms like Squarespace and stuff like that. I know you have to pay for Shopify, but for Wix, you can create a whole bunch of templates for websites. And then there's a way to monetize that. I don't know how these people be monetizing that, but I have seen people create the templates under Wix. And then you can click on the preview page, which is basically the free website that you're not paying for, just to see what the template looks like, how it flows, and then they can pay for it. And then somehow that is transferred over to them. Don't ask me how they do it because I don't know, but I know that it is possible and you can find out how to do anything on YouTube University, okay? That's how I've learned everything that I know today. The next thing is virtual assistants, which we've already dived into that, so I'm not going to dive into that again, just basically helping business owners in the back end of their business. Now, here are some useful websites that you can use to start your website or start your business, which I've hit on these as well, but just to, if you're taking notes or anything, Fiverr, that's Fiverr.com. Etsy is primarily going to be if you're trying to create digital wall art, templates, like things like that. Pinterest is really good for visual. So if you're creating wall art, things like that, or printables, you can get on Pinterest and promote your stuff. And then YouTube, if you are interested in creating content, doing content creation for your business. And social media, maybe you want to be a social media influencer and you just like to dress pretty and you want people to like you dressing pretty and you want to blow up on social media. You could do that too. And even if it's not for influencer based, if you have a product or have some type of business where you can post pictures, because the thing about social media, each social media platform is different. So speaking for IG specifically or Instagram specifically, it was a photo based platform. But just recently they said they are switching over to video. But let's just say for the video or photo aspect, you can post your photos to promote whatever it is that you're offering. And if you are selling your skill or talent to teach other people, you can monetize your skill by sharing your knowledge on social media and converting them over to whatever platform you want them to go to be able to, you know, make the sale. I hope that these were helpful for you. Like I said, even with all of these businesses that you can start for free, any money that you can use to put towards this business is going to make it a little easier, especially when it comes to finding your market, getting in front of the right people. That can require a little bit of money, and it could take a little longer to start if you are trying to start with no money at all. You don't have a big following and stuff like that. So just keep those things in mind. Like I said, it's not something that I recommend, but it is doable. People have done it. It's not an overnight success type of situation. But like I said, it can be done. So if you're interested in starting a business with no money, or you have started a business with no money, if you are on YouTube, I would love for you to put what your business is in the comment section below and let me know how that business is going. How did you start it with no money? Like, what was your journey like? So that way it can inspire other people that may be interested in starting a business and they may be low on funds. Cause hey, I believe everybody could have some type of business or monetize in some type of way. So that's just my opinion. So let them know in the comments. If you are enjoying the podcast that I have been releasing so far, let me know, because I am loving creating these podcasts. And if I'm being honest, I'm really considering after the new year moving from once a week to twice a week. So I'm not gonna stretch myself really thin now, but in the future, that may be a thing. The only hesitation with that is me and my boyfriend are wanting to start our own podcast. And so I don't want to be like having like a whole bunch of episodes that I have to record every week. So that's the only thing that's going to allow me to know if I plan on starting a podcast or not starting a podcast. That's going to let me know if I can do multiple episodes in a week. Because as of right now, I technically could. But again, I hope that this was helpful for you. I hope you were able to take some great notes. Let me know about your journey.